A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
God worked with them, confirming His word with signs following. To confirm means to remove all doubt by performing indisputable acts of authority which remove all doubt. So tonight, I want to talk to you about why we need miracles. We need miracles, first of all, because miracles attract people to the gospel. The ministry of Jesus Christ of Nazareth overflowed with miracles. John chapter 6, verse 2 tells us about it. John 6, 2, and a great crowd. Now, the Bible doesn't waste words. A great crowd followed him because they saw his signs which he did for the sick. Now these signs, you know what a sign does? You tweet this, share this with all your friends. A sign points you to something beyond itself. Stay right there. A sign points you in the direction of something other than itself. True ministers of the gospel give all the glory to God. They will point you to God. They will point you to Jesus Christ. They will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. They will not draw the glory to themselves. They are signs. They point to something beyond themselves. These miraculous healings that took place in the ministry of the Lord Jesus when he laid hands on them, when he spoke the word of his Father to them. So miracles, you see, attract attention to the gospel. Miracles confirm. And God, your Bible said, worked with them. Who? The disciples, the apostles. God worked with them, confirming His word with signs following. If there's no preaching of the gospel, there will be no signs and wonders. And if there are, they are lying signs and wonders. Signs and wonders and miracles are the amen of God to the gospel which is being preached, and they are for the purpose of confirmation of the gospel that is being preached. Are you with me? Confirmation. God worked with them, confirming His word with signs following. To confirm means to remove all doubt. Whew. Here's what miracles are for. To remove all doubt. To remove all doubt. By performing indisputable acts of authority which remove all doubt. That's what miracles are for. You know, someone wonders, you know, whether or not something is real, whether or not it's genuine, whether or not, here's the word so overused, whether or not something is authentic. Well, it's very persuasive to have corroborating evidence. The great pastor from California, Fred Price, used to say, evidence, evidence. Does your life have enough evidence? Miracles provide proof that some folks need to see in order to be convinced that the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is real. How do I know that? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. Do we have that one? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. Let's see it. Put it up there for me. God also bore them witness with signs and wonders and divers miracles, many different kinds of miracles. All right, so it was validation, you understand. Finally, miracles validate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. King David said prophetically that Jesus would not remain in the grave. Jesus himself said, after 3 days in the earth, he would be resurrected. And on the third day, the stone got rolled away, and an angel said, Mary, go and tell. The Son of God is risen. Everybody type in hallelujah. Jesus is alive and he's well. The miracle, the miracle. Look, I can take you, I've been there, to the grave of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I've been there, that eternal flame. Sometimes it goes out. It's not really eternal, but they want to keep it burning all the time. I've been there. There's a flame there, but his body's still there. I've been to the tomb, to the burial place of the great Martin Luther King Jr. I've stood there. I've been to the tomb of the unknown, commemorating so many of our brave men and women who went into eternity fighting for the freedom of this nation. I've been there. They're important because of who's there. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Those graves have great meaning because of who's there. But I've been to another grave just outside the bustling city and the bus station of Jerusalem. I've been there. I've seen the place of the skull, that little outcrop of a hill just outside Jerusalem. And I've gone into the garden where there is a tomb. I've gone there many, many times. Maybe I'll do a tour and take you there. If you'd like to go, let me know. And I've walked inside there where they had to hollow out a place for his feet. That tomb is not conspicuous because of who's there. It's conspicuous because of who's not there. He's alive, resurrected from the dead. And the miracle of the resurrection is the apex of our hope in God. It's the crown jewel of our faith. Without it, the cross would be in vain, a sorry, sorry spectacle over which the very angels of heaven might hang their heads and weep. This, the miracle of the resurrection, is the unanswerable demonstration of the profoundest fact concerning Jesus of Nazareth. He is not here. Joni's favorite verse, he is risen as he said. The resurrection, it's a recorded fact of history, attested to by the Lord Jesus' disciples, by many others, some of whom were his absolute enemies. Acts chapter 4, verse 33 says this, with great power. Oh, you ought to get ready to shout. I feel like running. With great power gave the apostles witness, or they testified of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. All right, let's begin to look at a few principles from God's Word that will give you a pathway to giving birth to your own miracle. Now, the passage that I'm taking this from in your Bible are the first two chapters of the Gospel of St. Luke. They record for us the miraculous advent of Jesus Christ into the earth, or the virgin birth, where he was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, no room for them in the inn, so on and so forth. You hear that very, very often at Christmas time. So the narrative that is surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ is quoted, you know, every year at this Christmas season. But it also outlines for us so beautifully and powerfully, prophetically, the necessary steps for you to give birth to a significant miracle. Are you ready? Let me give you the first key. Giving birth to your miracles. Why miracles matter. Key number one, get a word from God. There it is. Get a word from God. That word will not necessarily cause everybody to jump up and down in glee and celebration with you. Some of them will think you've lost your mind. Can you imagine the pressure on the Virgin Mary, 14 or so years old, betrothed to Joseph? Now she's got to go tell people that she's never been with a man, but God told her that she was going to conceive a child of the Holy Ghost. What do you think, everybody threw her a party? Why do we think if we get a word from God, we will have no opposition? Every force of hell wants to keep that miracle from you, keep that miracle from your children, keep that miracle from your family, keep that miracle from your business. Receiving a word from God is more than just saying, oh, okay, thank you, God, and then moving on with your life as though nothing ever happened. Every word from God is powerful. Every word from God has the potential to change your life forever, and every word of God will be attacked. Another factor that we often miss regarding what happened with Mary is that she had a reasonable question. Do you know when God gives you a word, you can ask a question? God's never afraid of your question. Mary said, how? Right? I'm 14 years old. Maybe you're looking at a business and your bottom line is triple zeros. It's okay to ask that question. Maybe you heard, as I did, those words from the doctor, it's cancer. And you want to say, God, I need a miracle. And God says, by my stripes, you are healed. And you say, how? Wasn't that she wasn't aware of how babies came into being. She knew that. She was a virgin. She said it very plainly. The angel provided this explanation, as if that would make it any better. She was going to become pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. But Mary, she knew that God was not a man that he should lie. She grabbed a hold of that thing with dogged determination and get out of my way, devil faith. She believed it without hesitation. That's where you've got to get with this. That's where you've got to believe him above every lying symptom. You've got to believe God's word is true, that he is not a man that he should lie, that his word is more powerful than a two-edged sword to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It'll help you know that if you believe it, in fact, faith comes from it, right? It's medicine. Mary became blessed and highly favored, even though she was fighting the fight of her life. Listen, receiving a word from God has risk. Now, the preacher that'll tell you otherwise doesn't own a Bible. But you certainly don't want to continue, do you, to live as you've been living? You know, disease, delay, denial, whatever may stand between you and the fulfillment of God's promise in your life, your miracle is worth the risk. You know, I've been studying this precious, precious book since I was a very young boy. Gave my life to Jesus at 8 years of age and never looked back. And over the years, I've learned that the truths of this book can take us far beyond whatever may be obstructing, darkening out, keeping us from our miracle. The way out of your adverse situation right now is found in this book. But receiving a word from God has a risk. It may put you on your knees, but I promise you this, when you get up, you'll never ever be the same. That miracle you're giving birth to will not only change your life, but it will alter the dire circumstances of your other brothers and sisters in Christ. We have his word on it. Now consider the words of James, the apostle, in his book By His Name, chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. If a brother or sister is naked, destitute of daily food, and one of you says, depart in peace and be warmed and be filled, but you do not give them the things needed for their body, what does it profit? Listen, we certainly hope, sincerely pray that every single one of you, my dear friends, my wonderful partners, will have the greatest Christmas of your life. And not only Christmas Day, but the entire season. But if there's no action coupled with our faith, millions will perish as the misery, the unthinkable ache of famine, the unconscionable specter of starvation begins to take its toll. Right now, during this celebration season, Bridge of Hope is responding to the cries of those suffering so much in South Sudan, in Ethiopia, and in Somalia. 6 years of crushing, deathly drought have left the fields without any harvest at all. War, strife, have forced multiplied millions to flee and leave everything they had, be it very little, behind them. Now, you and I, we can't let them perish when the church can do what governments could never do and were never designed to do. For the next few days, Bridge of Hope, Hunger Crisis Matching Challenge Fund will double the impact of your Christ-like gift during this season. If you'll call right now and give a love gift of $48 or more, you're going to help feed 16 children, not for a day, not for a week, but for an entire month. I believe everyone listening at this moment, during this season, will want to do at least $48. Now, for everyone who can do more and who should do more, you're so blessed of God. This is a crisis. It demands a rapid response. $96 doubles to feed 32 children as our team shares the love and the gospel of Jesus Christ with every one of them during this Christmas season. Tens of thousands will give their hearts to Jesus when we reach them with food for their bellies. Some of them will never meet the side of heaven, but I believe we'll meet them there. Some very, very special partners. I'm believing for you and with you today that you would give an uncommon Bridge of Hope seed of $1,000, celebrating the birth of Jesus by being the hands of Jesus. Your sacrifice will give life, listen to me, to 300 children. $1,000. What a Christ-like response to a tragic, to a devastating, dire, deadly situation in Somalia, Ethiopia, Sudan, South Sudan. Would you call right now? I'm feeling the excitement of my partners coming together and helping us do this in Jesus' name to celebrate His birth. Just go to rodparsley.com. Christmas is almost here. Oh, I pray it's going to be a time of great joy for you, your family, and all you love as you bring the joy, not of a present, but the gift of life to those that are clinging to the last specter of hope half a world away. Thank you. Thank you for your generous, Christ-like heart of compassion.
A deadly consolidation of conflict and climate has escalated an already dire situation in Ethiopia, Somalia, and South Sudan. The hunger crisis in the Horn of Africa is expected to expand to 25 million more children and families before the end of the year. That's why Bridge of Hope has established an emergency hunger crisis matching challenge. Help us rush 150,000 meals to save the lives of desperate families who find it nearly impossible to put food on the table. The Horn of Africa is suffering. Starvation rates are growing, and your immediate Bridge of Hope holiday gift will double in impact. $48 doubles to help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to help feed 32 children. These little ones often suffer the most. Their emaciated bodies are too weak to fight off infection and disease. Help them by calling with your most generous holiday gift to these families left with nothing more than the tattered clothes on their backs. Put your gift to immediate use by clicking on rodparsley.com. This crisis is far from over. Help us double our relief efforts this holiday season.
Well, I'm sure you can feel it, sense it, you're experiencing it. We're now just days before Christmas. And I want to share with you a Parsley family tradition, if you will. You see, we don't buy each other gifts at Christmas. We stopped doing that a long, long time ago, whether it's Miss Joni or Ashton or Austin, myself, because our greatest joy is to give away from ourselves to bless someone that just needs a helping hand. It's a blessing. Birth from the very heart of the living Christ Himself that we celebrate this time of year. It gives us so much joy, so much more joy than anything that, you know, we'd get handed in a box with a red bow on it. I hope your heart's touched by the great need of so many thousands of precious little children in the Horn of Africa, Somalia, Ethiopia, Sudan, South Sudan. Would you please set aside
a special gift for them today. You know, I have ministry partners. They're on the ground right now, ready to rush nutritious food to them just as soon as I hear from you. Your Bridge of Hope Christ-like gift of compassion right now of $48. Get that in your heart. $48, less than $50. $96, that's less than $100 at Christmas. Or $300, an extraordinary gift, is going to help so very many in such desperate need. I hope I can be honest with you. I need to hear from you today. It's my heart's desire to expand the compassionate missions outreach of Bridge of Hope like never before. But I can't do it without your help. Would you consider giving the Lord Jesus Christ a gift this Christmas? You can do that if you'll call now. Click on rodparsley.com and give that compassionate gift. Jesus said, if you do it to these, you've done it to me.
A deadly consolidation of conflict and climate has escalated an already dire situation in Ethiopia, Somalia, and South Sudan. The hunger crisis in the Horn of Africa is expected to expand to 25 million more children and families before the end of the year. That's why Bridge of Hope has established an emergency hunger crisis matching challenge. Help us rush 150,000 meals to save the lives of desperate families who find it nearly impossible to put food on the table. The Horn of Africa is suffering from its longest and most severe drought. Starvation rates are growing, and your immediate Bridge of Hope holiday gift will double in impact. $48 doubles to help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to help feed 32 children. These little ones often suffer the most. Their emaciated bodies are too weak to fight off infection and disease. Help them by calling with your most generous holiday gift to these families left with nothing more than the tattered clothes on their backs. Put your gift to immediate use by clicking on rodparsley.com. This crisis is far from over. Help us double our relief efforts this holiday season. Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.